Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, no man knows the day or the hour when the Lord shall return. Things are happening hour by hour, minute by minute, even second by second, which lets us know that the signs show that God is coming soon. So you better get ready. You better get right. For it could be any day.
Swing.
those who stand in the way and in the will of the Father, those who think they are strong now but need to be strengthened, those who think they are ready but need to be yet prepared and purified. This is the hour for us to be serious about the things of the Lord. And so I wanted to share a message tonight. Surely I won't be able to play the entire message because it's a little lengthy, but for the time that we have left, I will play this message, and it is a message of purification, the process of purification. It is a part of the mandate. It is a part of the setting of what it is as we, as the people of God, have to go through our process. Because, again, how can we minister unless we, too, have been delivered and ministered to Christ, our Savior, ministers life unto the believer. And so surely there are so many who desire to believe, but yet the believer needs to believe. The believer needs to be healed. The believer needs to be delivered. The minister, the servant, needs to be strengthened in order to be able to endure what is required in this hour, because the level of ministry that is required it cannot be compared to anything that we've known already because of the level of perversity, because of the level of sin, because of the level of disrespect, because of the level of darkness that we're witnessing now. It requires a greater level of maturity, a greater level of strength, a greater level of submission unto the Lord, obedience to his word, heeding his word, and loving his people with a compassion that only he can have. And surely we cannot do this without him. And so surely we must yield ourselves to our Father and know that he has a better plan, he has a purpose, he has a way and a will that he has already pre-established and ordained for his people. And it is up to us as believers, followers, servants of the living God to line up and come into that place where he would have us to go. And so tonight I just want you to listen, and if at all you would like to hear the message in its entirety, you can email me at maintainministries@yahoo.com. or at gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you a downloadable copy where you can listen to the message in its entirety. And so not to take up any more time, I will play the message tonight. God bless you.
And in this day every knee bows, and everyone confess that the Alpha and the Omega is Lord Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And that there is a worship release from the heavens and the earth, and a proclamation, the kingdom of God is among them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tonight, my God, let it be so. We declare tonight, as we heard early on, that the eagle has ascended and has become small. You increase, and we decrease. We thank you tonight, my God, that there is both a deliverance and a restoration. Your word is prevailing in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in the house of God tonight? Well, it's a joy to be here to serve you. Amen. I come to you tonight as a simple man. I come to you tonight as an obedient spirit. That's all. So listen to God. Forget about who you see in front of you. Amen. Listen to Jesus. Amen. I want to start off reading this scripture, and it's not the scripture that we're going to be coming from. But it says, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you." It's important that we understand the times and the seasons. Amen. Last night we spoke concerning becoming the seed that can be planted, the seed of the kingdom. And we recognize that to become that seed, we had to become a people who are willing to forsake all. Everybody say all. The challenge that I have with that, however, is this. That because we have been exposed to so much religion, and we know all these scriptures, many times it's like water on a duck's back. But the Spirit of God is on a mission in these days. Because God is going to find a harvest for himself, and I'm excited. God's going to find a harvest for himself. Amen. Tonight we're going to continue to look on what God is doing in this season and how it applies to you and how it applies to me. We're going to turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 3. In verse 1 onward. Malachi is right before the book of Matthew. For those of you who are not certain where Matthew or Malachi is, go to the front of the book. Find the page number, and you'll be there quickly. Amen. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek would suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. My God. My God. He is coming, says the Lord. All right. Sorry, that was my private moment. Verse 2. But who can endure the day of his coming? Church, as you recognize, God does not have fellowship in religious spirit. And so I want us to sit in the Word tonight and to listen out of a new heart. When God comes, he doesn't come to revive or to create revival. You see that from the Word. What happens when he comes? When he comes, who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a launderer's soap. He will sit, not to revive, but he will sit to refine and to purify. Are you seeing that tonight, church? He will sit as a refiner's fire. I want you to stay tonight with this word. We're going to walk tonight. Amen? And a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. This is the season where God is again coming into his house, not primarily to inhabit, but he's coming to his people in this season to purify us of our iniquities and our impurities. Now, he's coming to purify and to purge. For iniquities have entered deep into our very being. We've not been simply a people who have been soiled, but we have been a people who have been defiled. The house of God has been defiled. If you use this carpet, for instance, and please don't take it negatively, you can see that it has encountered the application of much feet on it. And we are able to identify eras that have had a deep seeping in of a substance that has destroyed its very fabric and transformed its very nature and very character. What has happened in the church is that iniquity has found its way in the midst of the church, whom we are, and it has so invaded our soul realm that we soon forget the condition of it. When you first move into a home, you paint it, it's all new, and nobody wants the children walk too close to the wall, and you, hey, look out, look out. You know, man, you're dirty. So we all tiptoe. But after a few years, when it is dirty, you walk past that same wall and don't even recognize that it has become soiled and deeply soiled. The church in the earth currently is deeply soiled. In the midst of many of our lives in this room tonight, there has been, for some of us, a deep soiling to the point where our conscience and our rejection of sin, our senses to sin have become dull. If I take a census in here, most of us can sit down in front of a television show where there's adultery and profanity and it doesn't even faze us again, where we said, what? Now I want us, please, we're on a journey tonight. It is important that you hear this, because in the church world, there is much celebration and a myriad of messages and a myriad of voices which totally go opposite to what I am saying tonight. Our feast and our worship has become something of a performance. Like in the day of Israel when the ark was absent, they were still killing those animals, still carrying out the religious things. But God says, and there is a people in the earth who have been interceding and crying out for God, and heaven responds to their intercession. Heaven releases from the heavenlies a ministry that comes to the church with a word that comes to sit to do what? To purify. Listen to me tonight. Not to cleanse. Not to wash. But to purify. Now, I said something last night. And unless you become and yield your life as a disciple, a dead one, your life cannot be purified, because purification takes place through a process. Your sins can be forgiven, but your life has to be purified. And in the church, we have many forgiven people, but we forget the word that says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us. But it didn't stop there. That's where we stop. And to do a work of deep cleansing. See, unless we go through that process in this season. We cannot become the habitation of God. And that process is not just a process between you and Jesus. It's a process between Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the messenger with the Word of God. I want all of you who are ministers in here, hear me tonight. Because you're about to see a separation in your congregations if you will believe this word. Because our focus has been on building a large company rather than seeing a company prepared for the Lord. And purification is a part of that process. We have been so corrupted by sin and impurity that it has begun to express itself as our personality, in our personalities. And it is sad to say that it is most worse among the men of God. We wonder why the churches and our people lack fire and passion. It's because we have watered them with the seed out of the fruits of our lives. Isaiah said, of all the things he said, "Who am I? I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell amongst a people of unclean lips." Now what was the process? He represents the ministry. And if he speaks a corrupt word to the people, then the people is going to manifest a corrupt fruit. So their language became corrupt because the word of the ministry was corrupt. Now, many times in meetings like this, when such a word is being shared, we ministers look around. Not recognizing that the judgment and purification must first begin in us. Tonight we're going to look and some of the things that God is going to cleanse from His house in this season. The scripture charges us in 2 Corinthians 7 that we are to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. This is the season of holiness. Now, how is my spirit going to get filthy when our iniquities have seeped so deep into our being that it joins the river that is supposed to be flowing out of us? It releases an impure water. It is like chemical, you know, those chemical factories. And they have improper disposal. And it seeps into the earth. And hits the artesian basins. And before that, our whole city is drinking polluted water. A lot of us ministers have been causing you to drink polluted water. And a lot of you have been causing your families to drink polluted water. Cause your churches to drink polluted water. It is a time for change. Are you all here? Are you all hearing? Have you ever seen a woman washing that piece of soiled garment with her hand?
Even the washing machine doesn't take a minute. Even modern technology in the process of cleansing takes time. God is calling you into a time period of deep cleansing. I was sharing in a particular city last week with a group of people being trained as disciples. And we began to deal with some aspects of repentance. One of the sisters came back the following day and she says, I just need to say something. Would you allow me to? He said, go ahead, she said. And she began to open up our secret places. And her best friends were there. She began to confess things about her life. That she was living in deception in. They did not even know those things about her. She'd been walking and serving the Lord for years. Yet living in a lie. I believe tonight the Spirit of God is going to invade your soul realm. And it's going to shine light on the hidden. Because he's purifying. He's preparing for himself a people through which his glory might be manifest. We're going to look at some of the things that God is going to cleanse from his house in this season. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 8. And we're going to spend some time there. And even as we find that, I want you to recognize and to settle this question. How does God bring the ministry of judgment, change, and cleansing to the house? He calls a people or a man, a company. And he uses that company with the instrument of his word to bring that deliverance, to bring that cleansing. And hear me, do not overlook that part. Because when God is going to judge, he calls Ezekiel and tells him and shows him what's going to happen. Why does he need Ezekiel? Because God operates in this earth through the agency of a man. Amen. Now, it's important you get that. Because some of you have been running around trying to get things in your life changed and transformed, and you have not been successful. That's because you have not been authorized in yourself to get the change. Just like that sheet can't wash itself. Hear me. The blood cleanses from sin, but it takes the ministry of the word to purge. He says he will wash us by the water of the word is what removes the wrinkles, the spots, and the blemishes. Not the blood. So don't think we can just sin our little thing, run to God, people, no, I believe, thank you, Jesus. You just added another layer over your soul and the conscience realm that needs to be removed. I can tell you, it's almost everybody in here tonight, that if you gave us a chance to enter into your soul realm, there is some serious surgery tonight. And we're believing God to do that by Spirit. Not just in a night, but in a season. You know, I went to one country, Pentecostal church, ministering. Said everybody praying in the Spirit, and everybody praying in the Spirit, jumping up and singing and shouting. We did this for a few days. One day the pastor calls me aside in his office and he breaks down and he starts crying. He says, I am not filled with the Spirit. My church doesn't know that. Every time we're doing that, he does this. Nobody knew. Now I have a question to ask you. Isn't that deception? Or isn't that lies? but it sat there and continually works. I don't want you to look on him. Let the Holy Ghost come home to you tonight. Now you'll notice in the book of Ezekiel and in this chapter, God takes Ezekiel by the Spirit and brings him to the house of God, whom we are. But he brings him to the inner court. In other words, he brings him to your soul realm. The realm of your mind. The realm of your will. The realm of your emotions. He brings a ministry to your soul. He brings a ministry to the Pentecostal realm. The inner court realm. The charismatic. What's the purpose for that ministry? Let's read verse 1. We're going to look on some things that's going to be cleansed from our temples and from the temple of God. And it came to pass in the sixth year, which is the number of man and his flesh, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah, sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. Then I looked, and there was a likeness like the appearance of fire from the appearance of his waist and downward fire, and from his waist and upward like the appearance of brightness like the color of amber. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court. Everybody say inner court. Where the seats. Everybody reading? Where the seats of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy. Now, even if you're not saved, you know, That can't be something good. Now, what is the image of jealousy doing in the house of God? It's one thing if it's in the outer court. It's another thing when it's in the holy place. The holy place realm represents the charismatic realm, the Pentecostal realm. It also represents the realm of your soul. You're made up of spirit, soul, and body. Here it is, this image of the spirit of jealousy seated there in the church, in the house of God. Now, church, I want you to remember this. I heard the apostles say, there is one Louis Dunn. And if you see another, minister to him. Now, there is one owner of this thing called the house of God. Not many owners. One owner. And the owner is known as holy. You are that house. And if you are that house, then your character must reflect the character of the owner. These are serious days. These are serious days. Now, let's keep going. Now, when you speak about a seat, what are you talking about? An abode. The meaning of the word seat, one of the meanings is an abode. So here it is. This image of the spirit of jealousy is not just a spirit. that's going in and out, it has taken up a seat of authority. Now, is there anybody in here would allow a pedophile to come and take up a seat in your natural home? Huh? An abuser of children, a molester of children. Would any of you allow such a person to move in your home and just take up a, not just even stay for a night, but become an authority in your home? No, you wouldn't. But it's in the house of God. This thing must be destroyed. Now.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop that right now. Again, it's a profound message. This message was ministered in actually in 2007. And so surely it's a prophetic word, a powerful word, and a necessary word for even such a time as this, because the word of God is living. It is sharper and it quickens. And it's a sharper than any double-edged sword. And so the word of the Lord is living. It is for right now. It is for every day. It is for our entire lives and our entire being. And in this time and in this season, there is a necessity for us to yield ourselves and connect ourselves to the word of God. We found ourselves connecting ourselves to one another and to all types of ministries and opening ourselves up to all types of different avenues and vehicles of ministry that find themselves available to us. But the bottom line is we must make ourselves available to the Lord so that he can do what he needs to do on the inside of us so that we can be effective, equipped people of God to minister to the lost, to the broken, to those who even know God but are broken by the things that are have the appearance of God but surely are not operating in the power of God. In this time and in this season, it is a necessity for the body of Christ, the people of God, and especially the leadership of God to be purified in order for us to minister in the way that God has called us to. And so it is my prayer that you be encouraged tonight, be strengthened to go after the things of God, to yield yourself to him and allow him to come in and have his way in your home, in your personal living, in your relationships, in your fellowship amongst the people of God, because surely there's so much that goes on around us that are red flags all around us, and we close our eyes because we want to honor the individual instead of being obedient to the will of God. So it is my prayer that the Lord keep you, watch you, strengthen you, and direct your path, leading you in the way that he is drawing you and leading you in the way that he has already predestined for you. I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray the Lord bless you mightily and strengthen you in every area of your life tonight. This is my prayer. I pray that you be encouraged, be strengthened, to know that the Lord loves you with an everlasting love. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Surely, as there is life, there is hope. Just as sure as you remain, there is hope. There is restoration. There is a presence in the Lord that is able to endure all things and give us what we have need of to go on in Jesus' name. We must yield ourselves and allow him to raise up and be the Savior, the Lord, the Redeemer, who paid for us with his very life. We owe him everything. He doesn't owe us anything. We owe him all. Know that the Lord loves you. He's given his only son for you. Surely that's an act of love that no one else can measure or compare. Be encouraged and go on in the things of the Lord. It is my prayer for you tonight. God bless you until next time.